Welcome to the October 2013 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Sarah Shaddad, Economic and Strategic Research Analyst at Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares the results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to support the housing recovery and lay the foundation for a better housing finance system. And now, here's Sarah Shaddad with insights on the October 2013 National Housing Survey results.
October's National Housing Survey results show some notable and in some cases record declines in economic and housing market sentiment during the recent government shutdown and debt ceiling debate. The gap between the share of consumers who think the economy is on the wrong track and those who think it's on the right track widened from 16 percentage points in September to 40 percentage points in October. That's a record one-month change for the survey's three-year history. The share who expect home prices to increase also dropped below the 50% mark to 46%, and the share of consumers who say it's a good time to buy declined to a record survey low of 65%. These declines in housing sentiment are in spite of improvement in mortgage rate expectations this month. 57% of consumers now expect rates to increase over the next 12 months, a decline of 6 percentage points from last month. While these results may foreshadow a slowing of the housing recovery, we do not expect it to derail as housing supply remains constrained. That being said, October's survey results suggest that consumer attitudes are highly responsive to ongoing debate and decision-making in Washington. How the next three fast-approaching budget and debt ceiling dates in December, January, and February are handled will likely play a key role in determining the pace and timing of any recovery in consumer sentiment.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. Although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable, it does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated, and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.